Nobody.
I'm so hungry.
Can we furry to something hungry?
All right. Welcome to Tiny Table 3.
I'm the only one who hasn't been eating, you jerks.
Well, you didn't want any of the pie pie.
There's no pie pie.
I ate some pie pie.
Welcome to Tiny Table 3. This week we are talking about our naked wrestling is when immoral things become moral in an apocalypse. What do we still consider bad, but it's good, or good, but it's bad?
She didn't understand the question.
So I didn't understand the question. Can you tell?
I like how you're all like naked wrestling.
Naked wrestling was what becomes moral, which was previously immoral after apocalypse.
And
then that makes more sense.
Yeah. Oh, and then weekly wrap up, we're talking about some Mark Hamill news and Jessica Jones and other. Then we get off on a Star Wars tangent as per usual.
Again.
And then the right game is talking about all the cheese. So covering both the Tremors reboot for TV shows and Into the Badlands, the new show on AMC. Nerd Mixtape is lazy as usual. Jaja binga. And
shut up.
Your mediocre advice from a decent human being is about engagement photos.
Preachy as usual. Sorry, you insulted me. I gotta insult you.
Yeah, but
why did everyone get silent? I like how no one supports my point of view.
Because it was just wasn't funny.
And
I'm hilarious.
Not, all right. Anyways, so if you are planning to get married anytime this century, getting married on your route to getting engagement photos, already have gotten engagement photos, all I have to say is I don't want hate mail. I don't care.
Like you get any mail, period.
I get a lot of emails at work. All right, let's be done with this. So you can follow me at geekit_is_in, and I'm Cloud City.
You want to go, Milo? You want me to go first?
This is
Small Stack, and you can find me at Twitter at Small Stack, or you can find me at StacksRight@gmail.com. Or you can find me at tinytable3.com, where our wonderful writers are producing some great content this week.
I'm Milo at Miley Tis Guitar.
And we are together at tinytable3 on Instagram, tinytable_3 on Twitter, tinytable3 on Facebook, and of course, tinytable3.com. And I'm the one who didn't have beer today.
Yeah.
For all the other nerd things that we don't cover necessarily here on the blog all the time or can't get so far into because we're busy talking about Star Wars.
We're waiting for it.
Like, come on.
I haven't eaten. What they don't tell you is I literally got off work, came here, haven't eaten anything. It's been about 7 hours. I'm starving. And they both shared burritos, had cake. They had a 3-layer pie. It was ridiculous. None of that happened,
okay,
by the way.
Let's do this shit.
Right, let's do this shit.
I'm starving.
I don't know the saying. Oh, yeah.
No, es tu abuela en bicicleta.
Oh.
Which for some reason is a big insult. I never understood that.
What's that?
So that means in Spanish that means your grandma on a bicycle.
No, your grandma without a bicycle.
No.
Oh, and.
And
okay.
Is it like screw you? Your grandma doesn't have a bicycle.
I don't know.
I don't know because when I say something and my mom wants to tell me that it's
abuela,
like ridiculous.
Bicycle.
Oh, that's what it is. I guess that's ridiculous because I've never seen grandma on a bicycle. She's all like, psh, your grandma on bicycles. I'm like, okay.
That's funny.
Is that a legit insult?
And then, my mom's legit insult.
It's not super insulting. It's just more like, you're an idiot.
And then, like, I never realize sometimes when you say something and she goes, tus nalgas. It means your ass.
No, it means your butt cheeks.
Yeah, but she means your ass. Like, you're an ass. You realize that? I just never realized.
This is the best cultural education I've ever had.
Saying, your butt cheeks.
You need to
come up with witty things to say back when she tells you tus nalgas.
Well, I always go las tu, and then I don't finish it, and she gets mad.
You're like, your ass. All right, let's start this.
She doesn't like that.
That is your Mexican culture vocabulary lesson for the day. Whoa, it's not even the weekend, guys. Getting crazy over here. With your Corona Light. Watching them figures before Thanksgiving.
Size 3 over here.
Stop it.
Size 3.
He's all like, oh, I'm so fat right now. Like, psh, you're like Baby Gap size 3.
That's not even size, it's Baby Gap size
Dude,
3.
Well, because babies are the only ones that have a size 3, technically, because they're the 3Ts. Is that what you're talking about?
I guess, yeah, maybe. But like, he's talking about how fat he is, and he's like, I'm becoming a size 31. And I'm like, my fucking pants say husky on the tag. Like, I'm fat.
Did you tell him?
His say,
my thigh is size 31.
His say, slightly slim on the tags. Mine say, fat ass.
Husky just means you're mine like say, choncho.
Mine say, takes two loads of laundry to wash, because you probably won't fit all your clothes in one.
In case of crash landing, please use his parachute.
Mine's written, wow. My tags are written in Huttese. And if people probably get that one.
Anyways, welcome to Tiny Table 3. As we pull out the measuring tape for Milo.
We're going to measure today. We're going to measure today, and then let's measure right after Thanksgiving and see what happens. Everybody wear your stretchy pants.
I bought 2 pies to take to the party.
Oh, I have to make a pie.
Why?
Because it's a special one, because I can't eat pie.
Pie.
Okay, let's just get started.
Wow. Pie, because I mean, that has a whole different meaning to me completely.
Pie.
If you can't eat pie. Because I mean, I would just kill myself if I couldn't eat pie. Because that is that's the foundation of my whole life.
Oh my god.
Abuela bicicleta.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
To be honest, no, I don't.
Like, I have to have like special pie, not like pie.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't want it to. This is perfect. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy bye-bye day.
Happy bye-bye.
Oh, when they hear this, it probably won't be Thanksgiving week anymore, though.
That's true, because I'm
You'll still be eating your leftovers.
Well, happy past Thanksgiving.
Welcome to Tiny Table 3.
We're
episode
here.
30.
Oh, my gosh. We're at an even number.
My waist size.
Dirty 30.
Episode pie.
The word of the day.
Pie is the word of the day.
For some reason, I keep thinking of Parappa the Rappa as we're saying it. Why?
I don't know. Okay. That's not related in any way to pie.
Yeah, I'm trying to make that connection.
Naked wrestling.
We actually, we were lacking in creativity this week, so we went to the interwebs for our topic of this week, and you guys responded fairly quickly. I actually put this up like about an hour ago.
Nice.
Said, we don't have a topic. Can somebody please give us one? And we had several responses.
And I was an hour late, so.
And the winner this week is actually Derek, who came up with the idea of what types of things, which are normally immoral, become moral in the case of an apocalypse. So shit goes down. What type of stuff do we get to do that we aren't allowed to do under normal sick? What do you think? What is the first thing to go as far as morality?
Oh,
what
my God. I'd steal. Stealing.
Is it stealing? Is that the first thing that goes?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Looting
no.
would be the first thing I would do.
Stealing and murder stay on the non-acceptable list. On the up and up, like, it's frowned upon still. But people do it.
No
and
way,
they
you
understand.
Gotta loot. You gotta get
like,
ready.
Eventually people understand why. But it's still like, if you ever steal from somebody, like, they try to get revenge on you and stuff.
I think I'm with Cloud on this one. I think stealing is the first
thing
that goes.
Stealing really goes.
Because
in Fallout,
I mean, like,
in Fallout, when you try to steal, people get really pissed.
What's the first thing?
I don't even fucking
know. No, it's not that people aren't going to get mad about it, but it's the first thing that I would be like, fuck you, I'm stealing.
If it's acceptable, then it's not frowned upon.
I don't care if it's acceptable. We're talking about the apocalypse.
That's what we're talking about, right?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
If it's acceptable, it's not
frowned upon. It's not that you wouldn't do it, but it'd still be unacceptable to do.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, what's the first thing that would go in your...
I think freedom. Like, I think political oppression becomes perfectly okay.
Yeah, I'd say that's acceptable.
Yeah,
they tend to take safety.
Yeah, court systems are out. Yeah, fairness and justice go out the window for order.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we'll execute your ass without much talk because you just pose a danger.
We go back to the Wild West?
Yeah.
Police brutality.
Yeah.
That becomes acceptable.
Well, no, it still wouldn't be acceptable. I don't want to get beat.
No, because if someone causes a problem, the police come in and just silence it. You're like, cool, man. This is my only place I can live.
How about underage drinking?
Yeah, well, that's out. Yeah. That's gone. Yeah. Because, fuck.
There's probably no beer.
It's all warm beer. Yeah. But if it's apocalypse, man, I'm getting drunk.
Yeah. The only thing that's I'm getting drunk and I'm staying drunk.
Yes, a lot. Yeah.
I would say the political oppression thing kind of works. I'd also say...
Baths. No more showers.
Yeah, yeah. You can be the stink.
You can be totally stinky.
You can be stinky.
You could be stinky and you could still get some.
Yeah, yeah. You'd almost get more.
Probably. Because they're like, oh, this is a rugged also, badass. Yeah,
you smell sexy.
Also, what goes out the window is, you know how like people generally you
dirty
have to
squirrel.
Be...
You smell like a dirty squirrel.
I'd say like the general gist of...
I was trying to be serious. We're talking about stinky pants.
I'll try to start this sentence again.
Sexy stinky pants. That's going to be my apocalypse name. Hey there, sexy stinky pants.
Hi, I'm Pie Pie. So,
dude, that's our name. That's the name of the new band.
Pie Pie.
Pie Pie and Sexy Stinky Pants.
I'd go see that.
I'm sorry. What was your point?
I would say that being nice to people is considered like it's frowned upon in society today. Like, if you're a dick, people don't like you.
Oh, yeah. You could straight up
but
be a
you
dick.
Can be a dick and people will like you because you're not trustworthy. Or, like, if you're a dick, usually people trust you more because you're a dick. You know, okay, like, so that works. So, it's not necessarily, I guess, immoral, but, like, being nice to your neighbors and stuff kind of goes out the window. And nobody cares.
Yeah, because being nice...
Being suspicious and being a jerk is kind of normal, though.
I don't know if that goes out the window, though.
I mean, I definitely wouldn't be as polite as I am now. I'd be like, dude, you got to fucking pull your weight.
Being a drug user also doesn't really... Nobody cares.
No. I think the whole, like, intoxication thing is almost recommended. I mean...
I would agree.
Alcohol, drug habits,
Bring on the drugs!
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it makes you less likely to survive because it weakens you and you could become a liability, but...
Prison standards go out the window?
Oh, of course.
Like, what are we talking about?
No. I'm talking... What? No. I'm talking about, like, when maybe. It'd probably still be currents in a prison if you had multiple inmates. But I'm saying, like... If you have, like, a lot of people and someone causes a problem, they go to jail. Like,
the conditions of the prison, which are considered immoral.
Right.
If you don't treat them with a certain amount of, you know, dignity.
They're going to human centipede all of those people. What else is... Okay, what's considered immoral?
Talking through a movie. I think that goes out the window.
I don't think
there's movies.
Well, if there were.
I don't know, man. Like
speed limits.
Adultery.
Oh, adultery. Yeah, that's
probably
a good question.
Goes out the window.
Does that go out the window?
I don't think anybody really cares anymore. Like, I don't think anybody's married.
But people are married.
But you still have partnerships.
I think people have partnerships, but they don't get married. Because there's no law. What's the point?
Glenn got married.
It depends on the...
Glenn got...
No.
God, that was freaking loud, dude. Calm down, Pie Pie.
I do know the answer to that, by the way.
What?
No. I'm leaving for that segment.
Dude,
I'm leaving
shut
for that
up.
Segment.
Calm down. Now that my ears are bleeding.
I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
Profanity at any age.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Gun laws.
Oh, yeah. Psh, gun laws.
No,
that's
thing.
Yeah.
You are the law if you have a gun.
When are you wider?
Fighting. Like, straight up just beating the shit out of someone. Everyone kind of looks the other way.
Well,
how
come beating the shit out of them is though not is okay?
It's immoral to hit somebody regardless of what happens.
But why is that okay on your list and yet stealing? You're like, no, because I draw the line at stealing.
No,
because
you don't understand. Like, in a post-apocalyptic world,
no,
supplies would be in short demand, so it's still frowned upon
highly.
So
would my face.
You're, shut up. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no.
If you were trying to steal someone's pie, they would get mad.
If I punch them in the face, they would get even more mad.
Okay, think about it this way. Like, if, for example, like, say there's a Coke machine.
I like how he's telling me this as he's waving a beer bottle around.
Say Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I'm taking it seriously right
now.
Say
Coca-Cola doesn't exist anymore, right? It's post-apocalyptic world. And you found, like, in the road, when he finds that Coke in the machine.
The
and
Nuka-Cola?
He drinks it. Not Nuca-Cola, like Coca-Cola.
Oh.
Okay.
He drinks
Nuka-Cola.
It. that's like the most precious thing ever, is the extra food or the snack or something. Food and supplies become the new currency. Therefore, stealing is still very much a moral compass, because if you steal from people, you get kicked out of places.
But I'm talking about looting. I'm not like stealing directly from somebody. I'm looting.
Looting
places.
Is different. Is the same thing almost, because you're looting that someone would occupy the place.
But who am I going to know? Like, there's a, like, you know, like in Zombieland, there's that like tilted over hostess truck. Like, nobody cares that I'm going to steal that. Now, if there was a crashed hostess truck on the side of the road in regular society, somebody's going to care that I'm going to steal that, because that was going to make some company money. And so it would still matter. In the post-apocalyptic world, nobody's going to care that I'm looting that.
I think looting, what you mean is scavenging.
No, I'm going to break windows to get into places, but there's going to be nobody in there.
That's scavenging.
But it's still looting.
No, it's not, because if people have abandoned it.
Do you know what pick up loot means?
Yeah, if there's full breakdown of society and you're going into stores that nobody's actually running anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that's okay.
But that's not really looting, that's more scavenging. Because looting would incur that there's someone still...
That's true.
A purveyor of goods.
Right. But if you were taking someone's supplies, that necessitates their survival.
I mean, I'm still going to do that. That's not going to be good because, yeah, they're going to try to retaliate.
Did
I'm
you
still
see
gonna
not
do that.
The most recent Walking
no,
Dead?
No, I'm too behind.
You're doing okay. Because I had an example.
I'm too behind. If it's an example that doesn't totally ruin it, you can give that example.
Well, okay. Somebody takes Daryl's motorcycle.
Well, that's like his baby, so he probably flipped
that,
out.
See, that is
but that's what I'm talking
wrong.
About. But that's what I'm talking about.
I don't
about.
Care how fucked up society is. That, yeah.
But that's
can't
what I'm
take
talking about.
Daryl's. And they take his bow.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like, you're not going to be happy about it or whatever.
That's
but,
still wrong.
But if if Daryl came across a motorcycle himself and he hadn't had one, and a crossbow himself and he hadn't had one, or he needed one, or he needed a new one, and him stealing it, that would make sense to you.
Yeah.
It's still a moral choice, though, and it still dictates how other people look at you. Whereas when we're talking about something where...
I don't give a flying rat's vagina about how anybody looks at me.
Okay, well, we're talking about what becomes acceptable. Therefore, it does matter how somebody looks at you.
Yeah, at some point, it's like when we're talking about morality, it goes from being, you know, classified as immoral, no longer part of the social fabric, and becomes totally acceptable.
Sort of like if someone were to get beat up on the side of the road and you came across them and they asked you for help, it's acceptable to just walk away now. Whereas before, it might have been like, no, dude, you didn't help that guy? You're a dick. But if you just walked away, people would be like, well, you never know. It could have been an ambush. I don't know. So people just walk away from stuff. Like, that's acceptable now.
All right, I don't understand this question, Derek, and this is all your fault. And I'm not getting any pie for Thanksgiving either.
Well, anyways, I think I beat my...
I can make my special pie and not have real pie.
I think I beat my point into the ground by now.
Okay, let's go around the table here. I think the big kicker is going to be no more democracy. Like, there's no more, like, everyone deserves a say. You can't have that anymore after a social breakdown. We're back to the old tribal systems you need a totalitarian type of system because we can't have a discussion anymore. Someone's got a...
Rictatorship. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's totally necessary.
Mm-hmm. I would say the concept of helping others in need goes out the window. Nobody gives a shit. Actually, the best example when I still watched The Walking Dead was when that dude's like, pull over, help me. And then later in the episode, he's dead on the side of the road. And then
that's
I think
acceptable.
Chris Hardwick talked about it, where he's like, dude, you know what's messed up is I saw that with a bunch of people. Everyone cheered when the guy was dead because they were like, that's how it works. Like, you're
that's
too
true.
Weak. You're too weak. You don't survive, you know?
I think, you know, the basic pillars of what we all want in life freely, sex, drugs, and pie. And none of that matters anymore.
If you can get a hold of pie, I'd be amazed.
And the stinky.
And the stinky. I just feel like
the
all
stinky.
Of that.
I agree though. Like the
your
whole all the cultural bullshit. Like sex, drugs.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Censorship, language.
I'd
who,
be
who
like,
cares?
I mean,
who cares?
Not to be totally gross, but it'd be like STD. I don't care. I might die tomorrow. Yeah. Whatever.
I would also say that at the end of the world, if there is an apocalypse-like situation, and there's no intervention from a worldly other power, religion kind of goes out the window. So that's why all that stuff kind of becomes
for some people
up
though
for grabs. For some people, most people do. 98% of the population ain't gonna be.
No, some people really need to hold on to it and hope for something. So religion becomes a strong driver, actually, in my opinion.
It could go either way. It can completely displace people's beliefs, or it could focus it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. It might get like a hyper type of, religious fanaticism.
But I'm basically going to turn into a rock star just without the talent.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Yep.
What? How are you? What?
Dude, I'm going to party.
Yeah.
I am gonna party.
I'm gonna
party.
I'm probably gonna die really quick.
It's gonna be pie 24/7. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna hide underneath the ground and use a trap door to snatch people from. I'm gonna become a trap door spider.
I love that.
Oh my god, you creep.
That's creepy as hell.
Hey, but if you were walking around, they'd be like, dude,
put that on a t-shirt.
Miles, like,
I'm gonna become a trapdoor spider.
I'll be the one sitting pretty in all my stolen pie. So, you guys enjoy your stupid little towns. I have a trapdoor.
I'll drink all over this microphone,
and I'll shoot webs out my butt if I can.
Oh my god. Remind me not to walk by your trapdoor, dude. Because I don't want you in my pie.
Remind anybody not to walk by your trapdoor. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
That's so creepy.
Dude, it's awesome. It's like this underground little shelter, and then it goes, whoosh, and you just jump out and you grab the person.
You grab their pie?
Look up trapdoor spider, and you'll know what I'm talking about. That kind of
feeling. I know exactly what I'm just imagining you coming
as
out
as a blend between a trapdoor spider and
my
who
society
you are.
My society of the trapdoors. Well, I'll be trapdoor.
I got this image that you've painted your face,
We could, dude. We build a city underground, and then I'd be like, "Who's on watch?" And then there's different people that there's like a valley of trapdoors that you have to go through to get anywhere. It'd be awesome.
That
be so
sounds
awesome.
Like my freaking nightmare.
Dude, this is the creepiest thing ever.
But I'm not above ground. People can't just attack me. See, that's the beauty of it. You don't understand.
Somebody's going to make this into some creepy, Tremor-style movie, and then you're going to be like, they listen to
this. We're like the Hills Have Eyes people, only underground.
Wow. Okay. Can we move on now?
Yes.
It's so creepy.
I have no idea what we were talking about anymore.
I think you won this round of naked wrestling.
Hey, trapdoor spider becomes moral. It's not
so
immoral
bad.
Anymore.
Thank you,
it's
Derek, for
now.
Ruining our lives
yeah.
and creeping us the fuck out.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about Milo shooting webs out his pie hole.
Oh, my God.
Pie hole's your mouth.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Shut your pie hole. I've never heard anyone say shut your pie hole when I'm on the toilet.
Well, yeah, I think it's your poop
if
hole.
That's what's coming out,
I've
dude.
Never shut a pie up there either.
Shut your poop hole. Okay, so weekly wrap up. We had, oh my god, this is going to linger. Trapdoor Milo. we had a couple things that go on this week. I apparently you guys were ahead of the game on this one, but I was very happy to hear that Mark Hamill had already signed on to episode 8.
Well, I just didn't realize it was in question. I thought everybody's still in question on are they playing through that like. Is he going to be Darkseid? Like, what character is he?
Well,
like,
well,
what
I actually avoided,
version of
you know,
Luke is he at this point?
When I saw the news feeds coming through, I actually avoided it for a while because I didn't want, because it was like, Mark Hamill reveals, and I'm like, oh, God, please stop. No, I don't want him saying anything, but we all know that he can't say anything because he doesn't get paid.
Yeah.
He mentioned that. But I love the idea of the fact that we know that Skywalker is going to carry into.
Yeah, I honestly just didn't even know if it was in question. Well, when I read it, I was like, this is news?
Here's my thing.
To me, it was, because I'm lame.
Here's my thing. Is everyone's all like, oh my god, episode 8 and 9. We haven't seen episode 7, so everyone shut up. This is getting annoying. Oh my god, he's going to be in the next movie. I don't know if this movie's going to be any good. I don't want him to be in that movie, maybe. I don't know. That's all I'm saying. We never know.
It's only 3 weeks away.
It's 3 long weeks away.
Three long weeks.
Oh my god.
And I watched the trailer again, and I'll admit, a little excited. But
no, say that again. Back up.
I was a little excited about it. And you know what? I am looking forward to it because it's Star Wars, of course. But at the same time,
oh my god, he's getting the holiday spirit.
He's getting it.
Dude.
Here's the thing. I saw more of the stuff that they show, like the new scenes.
You're glowing.
Are you pregnant?
Like the new scenes I saw.
Or are you just excited about Star Wars?
Finn is using the lightsaber.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And stuff. So, I mean, that's cool.
Girl is looking cooler and cooler.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Ray looks pretty awesome.
I got a chance
awesome.
To go through the launch bay at Disneyland.
And oh, yeah, you went.
I went, yeah. It was pretty cool. And I went and I went into the Path of the Jedi, where Disneyland.
What's that? What is
it's
that?
It's where Captain EO used to be.
Yeah.
And what they do, they've basically cut in all the old movie Jedi scenes together. So it's and then they move the seats, they rock them, and they have like lasers and stuff in the room. And at the very end, they run the new trailer. So you just sort of follow the story of the Jedi of all the films. All sort of cut and edited together.
So kind of what they were doing, because they were doing that with Big Hero 6, where it was kind of like it was a commercial, basically a commercial for Big Hero 6, but just done in an interesting, fun little way.
Yeah, this does, it takes 4, 5, 6, and some of the scenes from 1, 2, and 3, and cuts them together.
First off, some of the Jedi scenes aren't bad.
Yeah. Number 1, the last fight in there is awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
Number 2.
I love the training of the little guys with their little, the little Jedis. That's cute. Yeah.
Number 2 and 3 have no notable Jedi battles. And the only reason I say that is because all you fanboys who love the Yoda battle need to stop. Because it was a stupid thing.
Oh, you totally clapped when that moment happened when you saw it years ago.
No.
Yeah.
No, I did.
Yeah, you guys did.
No,
I did.
You shut up. I was sitting right next to you and you were a little starry-eyed kid and you were
I was young.
In hindsight.
I might have been young because when did that movie come out?
It
like when I was 16.
And I was 46. Now when
you were 46, shut up.
When the
that's almost 10 years ago now.
In hindsight, yeah, it is. Yeah, but in hindsight, it is a pretty bad idea.
It's terrible.
Yeah, and it looks all CG. It looks all fake.
No, it does. But in that moment,
it was. It was. I agree.
And none of we talked about this before. None of us hated episodes 1 through 3 as much as we do now when we saw them because they were still a Star Wars experience.
Oh,
we were still.
I kind of hated 2, and I really was.
I
really didn't like 3. There were parts
of 3,
but there were parts of 3 that killed me.
But I watched them, and I hated Anakin the whole time.
Yeah,
but I didn't. And I hated Jar Jar Binks, but you didn't hate Jar Jar Binks when you were a kid.
No, when I was little, but dude, that movie came out when I was 10.
All right, but I'm still.
Give me a break.
All I'm saying is there was I remember going, it being in those theaters and there was excitement around those theaters. There was excitement when it ended. There was cheering when it ended. Why? Because we all just got to experience the new Star Wars film.
Well, I got in line for hours for every single one of those.
Yeah, so did I.
Planted my ass in line and sat and waited.
And it is not the hype that there is for this one now.
Mm-mm.
Number one, I'll admit, when I first saw it, I liked it. I even still sort of like it because of the Last Jedi lightsaber battle.
Well, yeah, no, Darth Maul's
and
great. The pod race
Darth
was
Maul's
fun.
Darth Maul's great, yeah.
The pod race. But I like Qui-Gon and I like Obi-Wan.
Yes, yeah.
So,
love Qui-Gon.
Yes, Qui-Gon's
they're
great
flat, they're flatter than they should be, but they're good characters. In the end, they make it fun.
Yeah, and then they kill him at the end.
Right.
Like, what the
they
fuck?
Kill all the best characters at the end
they
of
do.
That movie.
Yeah.
Number two is, after a while, you're like, dude, just blow something up. Like, it's so boring.
You're going to say, just blow him.
Well, 2's the love story one, and it's terrible.
That's
terrible.
Why I thought he was going to say, just blow him.
And I'm like, really?
Batman.
This is a Clone War? It's literally like 5 seconds of the movie.
Yeah.
And then we find out that fucking Boba Fett is the...
Yeah.
Dad is the model for clones.
And then, like, he's a clone. I'm like, what? So how is he Mandalorian in any sense of the word?
It's no.
Other than being the clone of one. Like, that's stupid. And then number 3, I remember I did not like because I was all like, really? Darth Vader crying? And you know how much I hate that stuff. I hate
a single tear.
When he turns and his eyes are all red, but he's crying. I'd be the first Jedi in line like,
Darth Vader,
really?
Darth Vader's really teary-eyed at the end before he dies.
I hated the whole
turn. Darth Vader turns good at the end of the when he dies.
Yeah.
So he's
allowed
there.
To cry when he turns good because he kills an emperor.
Well, all right, but
he kills a giant.
But Doc Ock turns good.
No, he doesn't.
Just to play devil's advocate, he turns
no,
good.
No, he doesn't.
Like, Peter, I'm going to shed this single
this is,
tear for
okay,
you.
Okay, this is the
And then I'm going to take
Shut
in
up.
The power of the
Stop.
Sun.
This is the thing. Doc Ock is never good in any of the storyline. Darth Vader is built to turn good because you know he's conflicted through the whole series. You know he's conflicted because it's his kid. Even in episode 4... No, it's
all right,
like five.
All right. We're very far from
that. We've got way off track here. Okay. But anyways, Mark Hamill's going to be in episode 8.
And we haven't seen episode 7. I'm just saying, let's watch that before we judge anything, all right? Who cares who signs on to the next ones? If the new one's not good, then the rest of them can...
Eat your balls.
Yes.
You're still going to see them.
They can be... Abuelas and bicicletas for all I care.
You're all still going to see them. They can suck. Yep. And you're
I'm
going to
keep watching them because each time I go.
You're going to go to fucking 54, man.
Okay, even if 7 sucks.
I've already got tickets for 2 showings already, so.
I'm going to one with you. Here's the thing. I'll see number 7. If it's bad, I'll go to number 8 with the same mentality. I just hope it's better than number 7. And then when number 8 comes out, it's terrible. I'll be like. It can't get any worse. Number 9's gotta be good. Because that's what happens at every fucking thing that I go see.
Please be good. Please. Yes, please. Okay. So the other thing that we happened this week, and this will be on tinytable3.com. Me and Milo.
I'm excited to see this.
Previewed. We're not going to put it all up there, but we.
It's 40 minutes of us going, please.
No,
please,
I just want the clips of what happened.
We watched Jessica Jones, the pilot episode from the Netflix original Marvel adaptation.
I know Jeff friends who have been watching it, and they're very into it.
You know,
it's written very much for like a general audience, which makes sense as to why so many people like it. Because, and
it feels a little soap opera-y.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. But I haven't seen it, so I'm not saying I hate Jessica Jones.
To be fair, we've only seen one episode, and they were introducing a lot of stuff.
Yes.
We were a little bored, though.
We were a lot of bored.
And I know Jeff likes it, and he's watched more than one episode, so I'm going to trust it to be better in the second episode, because the end of the first episode, at least, was decent.
Yeah, you're watching it, and you're like, oh, my God. I mean, seriously, about minute 40, we're like, okay. Come on.
Like, if you guys weren't recording yourselves, you would have shut it off by then.
And, right. I mean, the acting wasn't quite there. And the writing, I mean, if you had better actors, they could have probably done something with what dialogue was there, but it just wasn't that good.
Yeah. The dialogue is kind of cliche.
Yeah, it was pretty cheesy. Yeah. And one or the other, either they ramped up the writing or the acting, one or the other, and that might have saved it.
Yeah, I think.
But it just lies there. There's some great gratuitous sex, but.
Remember, I complained about that, actually. I was like, really? We don't need this. But the thing is, like, for...
Interested?
For that...
Not bad.
Like, my complaint was there's too much talking, and I want to clarify when I say that is I started watching Masters of None, which is nothing but talking, and it's an awesome show. But it's just that they were talking about a bunch of stuff that had nothing really to do... Like, most of the thing was, like, nothing to do with what happens at the beginning and the end. The beginning and the end are really the only parts that make any sense.
Yeah.
The whole middle part is, like, who's Jessica Jones? But we're just going to keep revolving around, like, two things.
There was a lot of setup. But I like the idea of the flawed superhero character, because she's super flawed, you know?
The character itself is an interesting concept.
But, yeah.
The problem that confused me...
And when you get to the end, I went, oh, okay. At the end of that first episode, and you're like, shit, that was pretty great. And it sets you up for a great bad guy and the conflict within her, which she needs to choose to do.
Yeah.
But it literally waits to the last 5 minutes for you to go, aha, this might be good.
Yeah.
Well, that is the appealing part of Jessica Jones, is her own like kind of inner turmoil and everything. From what I know, I know a very basic, I have a basic understanding of Jessica Jones, but.
Yeah.
My main problem is there's like a part in it. It's not going to spoil anything, but they introduce a character that she has to go find. That has nothing to do with the rest of the really the only thing it's supposed
but
to
things
do.
Things like that, you have to think that maybe that will come back.
No,
as
it
you
won't.
Go
no, it was no. It was just a setup.
It was a setup. Oh. It's done.
Yeah, but he wasn't
important in any way.
No, but it was the show kind of like her.
Yeah, but it was just.
But they could have
like,
sped that up. Yeah. It really could have been. It could have been shorter.
That's the only thing. But we'll watch another episode.
The ending made me go, okay, one more. Yeah.
Okay.
And Daredevil was a lot of talking too, and I enjoyed it. So I'm just saying,
I've still only seen the first two episodes. The third episode wasn't capturing my attention, so I kind of stopped.
It gets once you really get developing the bad guy in Daredevil, thumbs up, because he's great, and his love interest is perfect.
Yeah, I was just getting intro'd. I need to finish it.
Yeah. Okay, and we'll skip.
No,
we'll skip Walking Dead.
Are you sure?
You haven't watched it. I don't watch it. Who cares?
This is important. We'll skip
it. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll, it's going to ruin it for
I'm
you.
I'm going to watch it this
care.
Weekend.
Okay. And we'll wait.
They resolved that whole main thing, right?
They did.
Okay, so there's that.
And I don't want to...
saw on Yahoo real quick.
Yeah, so...
On top of all the...
Okay, just stop talking.
Yeah, we'll just keep...
I just saw that they resolved that. I didn't know what was the resolution.
Right, right, yeah. So
I'm watching one of them tonight, and then I'm watching the other one this weekend, so...
Okay, we'll just move on.
Okay.
So wait for our reaction to The Walking Dead. By then, we'll have seen the finale, and we can talk about the season.
Oh, okay,
this half season as a whole next
week. Is this weekend the finale?
Yeah, it's the finale. Yep.
Okay, then I will be totally caught up, and we can do a full wrap-up.
Then we'll go at
it. And then Milo can leave.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
I don't care about The Walking Dead no
Yeah,
more.
We know. All right.
Okay, so The Right Game. And I'm going to make this one relatively quick because... I'm kind of excited because they're making a TV series based on Tremors.
With Kevin Bacon.
With Kevin Bacon reprising his role.
Footloose.
It's Cut Loose, Footloose, not Footloose repeated twice.
Right,
dude.
Not Footloose. Oh, Footloose.
Whatever.
Jesus.
Put on your Sunday shoes. I got that one right. So
yeah,
shut
yeah.
up.
All right.
I love Tremors. And I'm not embarrassed to say so.
I love Tremors.
Well, Milo
loves Tremors.
They're a frequent
Tremors.
Problem in California because they lead up to major earthquakes. And
Shut
I'm not
up.
Really.
Well, I mean, this.
I love Tremors.
I get a lot of shit for people saying I ruin movies. In other words, that I'm too harsh on films.
Yep.
You are very harsh on films.
But it doesn't mean that I
like
don't.
Like Jurassic World.
That I. Well, that's just a bad movie.
Nope.
But it's not that I don't like. Well, here's the deal. And like when I was in graduate school, I would submit writing and a professor that I really hated, but but he said something that made a lot of sense to me. It doesn't
a professor you really hated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rethink your strategy now. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, the guy knows his stuff. He was just kind of a douche. Probably still is, but he basically said this because it doesn't matter if the content of the writing is, say, you know, sort of pop culture or light or not ultimately serious or complex. It basically said that for it to be successful, all it has to do is succeed at the intention of the work.
So
not
true.
Not necessarily what the author intended, but does the work itself, what it set out to do, does it pull that off?
Yeah.
And if it does that, who cares? It doesn't have to be Faulkner mm-hmm. or Shakespeare
totally.
Or, yep. you know, or DeLillo.
Or Jurassic World.
No.
Oh, no, I recently saw Trick or Treat and it's hokey, but it is brilliant.
Right. Yes. And which brings me to the cheese factor. You know, Tremors is cheese. I mean, it's not, it's hokey. It's got the one-liners. But it rides that great balance of sort of a gross horror monster movie. Because mm-hmm. there are moments that are kind of scary and violent, but mixed in with that kind of, you know, cheesy, funny, great characters, every character.
Yeah.
Fred Barnes is fucking genius mm-hmm. in Tremors. So I was super excited to see it come back. And again, as harsh as I can be, it doesn't mean that I can't judge a work based on what it intended to do.
Yeah. And, which it was entertainment and it's awesome.
Absolutely. Now, saying that, and I am super glad that Tremors is going to be, and I hope they develop it, you know, with the same type of, you know, heart and.
But do you think you can develop it with the same heart and still update it and still create a good piece? Because it cannot live in...
Well, Tremors 1 is classic.
Well, that is the difficulty of doing something like Tremors, is that it's not... It's kind of like if you wanted to make a TV show based on Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It's sort of a one-off that works really well because it's a sort of compact, really brilliant little piece.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to put that into like a 13-episode series, can you really pull that off?
Well, here's the thing.
Fargo, man.
If you want, yeah.
There's evidence that you can't do it.
He loves it. I haven't seen it. But the other thing is, if you guys, there's more than one Tremors
movie.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a couple. And I've seen all of them. And they have the Tremor that's
the
slug.
I love what you have, by the way.
Yeah, the Tremor that's the slug. They have the... I can't remember what the other ones are called, but they walk, and they have heat sensors, and then they have the ass blasters, which are the flying ones. So the fact that they created this whole metamorphic cycle of the Tremor makes it easy to make it a TV show, I think. I mean, it's not going to be classic Tremors, but they knew that with the series, because they're all like direct, I think other than one and two, or I think two was even direct to...
No, two was actually in theaters.
No, so yeah, three was like one
three was direct.
Was,
yeah. So even the ones that are direct to Blu-ray know that they're like, well, this is kind of like a fun movie. We don't think too much on like trying to make it. They don't reinvent it every time. It's them in the middle of the desert. Either the latest one is in South Africa, which is pretty awesome. I liked it. I don't know. It was fun. But they're just like, you know, they don't try to change it too much. And you could literally, I watched 2 hours of them running around in the desert trying to kill a worm. Like, it's not really that hard.
Yeah. I mean, if you know, if you sit down to a film like that and you're like, I just totally don't believe this. This is just too, you know, this is too crazy. I mean, come on. I mean, that's not what you watched being like that before. Now, saying that, I did get a chance to watch the new AMC series Into the Badlands. And
yes.
I don't care for it. And here's my problem with it. I mean, the action sequences, because it markets itself as being this sort of classic kung fu.
It really did. But and I was kind of mentioning the way that it marketed itself. I wasn't interested because I was kind of like, yeah, it looks like kung fu, but it just looks like it's like, oh, we're Badlands. We're the new serious drama on AMC.
Well,
and
that's
I was
the
like,
problem.
What?
The kung fu part of it is great. Even if you don't watch anything else, watch the opening fight sequence. It's brilliant. And actually, the one with the character, the widow, in episode two, the sequence is great. It is just as crazy, over-the-top, bloody, violent as any kung fu
movie.
Which
are awesome.
Yeah, it's great. And whoever's doing the choreography, it's brilliant. But it takes itself too seriously. Mm-hmm. You know, you have these sequences, and then everyone else is just kind of this dour kind of playing it like fully straight. It's like, oh, come on now. And,
well, I mean, it should be kind of more like Kill Bill then.
Right. Yes.
Where Kill Bill knew that it was a good. I didn't like it the first time I saw him, but I like him the second time.
Yeah, I mean, the actors in Into the Badlands, barring one or two, they're pretty bad. They're not very good, which you can do if you're just playing
sucks.
The cheese.
Yeah, yeah, you could totally do if you're doing cheese.
But they're trying to be like, you know.
So it's like Gotham? That's for you, Jeff.
Gotham is worse than Into the Badlands.
Its accolade
so
says
right
it's like
now.
The best show out there.
For me to poop on.
I know people are really digging it. And I was teaching the other day and I had a college student be like, he was like, oh. Have you seen Into the Badlands? Oh, it's so great. And I had to ruin his day.
You didn't have to. You choose to. And that's the worst part.
Because he's a geek and a nerd and he can't help it.
I can't
it.
Help myself.
You can't help
I had to
it.
Sip
you
that
just
kid
like,
right.
you gotta help
we
people
all grow
out
a neck
world.
Beard at one point.
We do.
He was a little teary-eyed by the time I got done with it. Yeah.
My
Dang,
friend,
you hit him? What the?
My friend one time saw a picture of a stormtrooper in a window, and she was like, look, Claudia, it's Darth Vader. And I really appreciated that she was like at least in the right universe and talking about Star Wars. But I was like, and I really didn't want to be that person. But I was like, no, Karen.
Oh, I've
got that's a stormtrooper. She doesn't know the difference between what I'm talking about.
I have the best story for you guys. This is so great. I was out with some friends over the weekend, and one of my friends is a huge Star Wars fan. I mean, and he knows, like, he's like Milo. He's deep. He knows his shit. The languages, the lore. He knows his stuff. Mm-hmm. His wife, not so much. And it was so funny because we were talking about it. And I was like, dude, you should come on the podcast and talk about Star Wars.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, actually, what you should do is you should bring my wife in and talk about it. That'd be funny. And she goes, I don't know that much about it. And he turns to his wife. He goes, well, tell us about the droids. Can you name the droids? And she goes, well, there's C-3PO and the gold one.
That's awesome.
That's the perfect answer.
Yes. Yes, there is.
C-3PO and the gold one.
Oh, my God. I love
that
it.
That is pure nerd gold.
I love see, but, and I really appreciate that. Like, look, you know, she's trying, and yeah. Just like my friend, she was trying, but I'm still like a nerd, and I was like, let me correct you right now. I can't take it.
Yeah, it was pretty great. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like with me, where you know, everyone's like wigging out on the trailers for Star Wars number 7, and then there's me like, well, remember episode 1 was good at trailer 2. And we haven't seen this one, so I shit on people's dreams too because they, you know, I just remember.
You're a nerd too.
I remember what it's like to be
okay.
disappointed.
In that same conversation, we were talking about you and Bosk being your favorite character, and I was like, yeah, and he even knows like the name of Bosk's spaceship, And I'm like, it's like the toenail or the...
the hound's tooth, man. Come on.
The toenail.
The hangnail. Something like that. No, that wasn't it. That's like the worst spaceship name ever.
The toenail.
I fly the hangnail. Yeah.
It's close. I don't know.
Hound's tooth.
I like the toenail.
The toenail.
I really like the toenail.
You can name your ship the toenail.
Mine is going to be the toenail.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah. I think there is a place for cheesy content, and I think it could be super fun. And I don't think that everything has to be, you know, brilliantly complex or explore deep themes. It could be just fucking fun.
Yeah.
As long as it knows what it's doing. And that's my problem with Into the Badlands. It's trying to be this, because it's based on a on Chinese lore.
Yeah.
Yeah, an actual, like, 15th century work, novel. Well, not novel, but work. And that's just too serious for... but it is worth the watch the action sequences, because they are brilliant. They're super great.
I wonder who's doing the coordination around that.
It's someone big. I can't remember the name, but it is someone
Jet
that...
Lee.
It's someone... Well, no. But it's someone that's actually worked in the industry.
Like, done really big movies with good sequences.
Absolutely, yeah. It's no... You could tell.
Yeah.
I mean, God, the fight with the character, the widow, in the second episode is... It's great.
That's awesome.
She tears this guy up with some daggers. It's just in blood everywhere.
Ugh,
it's Tarantino good. It's that good. Just for,
meh,
but
Tarantino.
Just like, just hit mute and watch. You don't like Tarantino movies?
She doesn't like Tarantino. You know, one of my favorite...
Did you like Kill Bill?
No, she doesn't.
Nope.
Okay, let's just move on.
One of my favorite kung fu movies is Iron Monkeys, so if it's anything like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, the sequences are just like stuff like that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I like Iron Monkey. That's actually a serious Chinese movie, though. And it's
Drunken Master?
Drunken Master is good. Anything with Jackie Chan is good, though.
Oh, that's true. I love Jackie Chan.
Usually they're not very complex stories, but they do a lot of
they're
cool
great.
Stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. They know exactly what they're intended to do. Okay, so we're not doing nerd mixtape this week?
No, there's nothing crazy out there that I felt was worth mentioning.
Yeah, there are a couple things, but...
Nothing I'm too informed on, I guess, per se. I was too busy doing my... Battlefront article, which you can read on tinytable3.com.
You did it?
He did.
And it was 1,200 words. That was the shit.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's currently the most popular article on the website currently.
Is it really?
Wow.
It is, yeah.
Oh.
All right.
He changed some stuff, so it sounds better now. But
a little bit.
I was actually surprised how little editing there was. Yeah. I actually, because I worked hard on that one.
You tried. Like, you were going to say, because I tried.
Okay, so advice this week is hilarious.
Okay, so...
I'm pretty stoked on advice this week.
We're on the subject of cheese. Yeah, so here is your mediocre advice from a decent human being for the week. We're going to talk about... engagement photos.
Engagement photos.
So
I love this because I've been through this.
There's a sketch that just came out, which is why I decided to tackle this, because I just watched a sketch that apparently was cut from Amy Schumer's show, but was used as a marketing thing to get people to know that her DVD was out. And it is brilliant. It basically harnessed everything I've ever felt about engagement photos into a skit, and it just made me laugh so hard, and so I had to share it with Stax and Milo. So here's my advice on engagement photos.
you don't need to do them.
I'm not saying people shouldn't. I'm not hating on them.
You kind of are.
No. I'm not. Well, okay, here's the thing.
There are good grounds.
I don't hate the people who want to do them necessarily, because I don't take it as like a super bitter approach. But let's all face it. Like, the joke of the engagement photo little piece is that it's just to rub it in people, like your happiness in people's faces. And I mean, other than that, what do you really want your engagement photos for? Besides that, maybe your save the dates, maybe to put it in your wedding so that people can autograph it.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I mean, maybe for those reasons, sure. But other than that, do you really need photos of, okay, here's like, do you need photos of, you know, you and your significant other pretending like you're so in love you can hardly stand it and your eyes are going to pop out any second? Because that is seriously what ends up happening.
Now, this is just from the guy's perspective, and I don't mean to rain on any new bride's parade, but I'm just going to let you know, guys don't give a fuck. I don't care.
In the history of ever?
They're liars. If they're telling you they can't wait to get out on that fucking beach to take those photos, they are full of shit. They don't give a shit. They're only doing it because you want to.
Because you have the vagina.
That's it. And it's
I do a lot of things because of that.
And those photos will end up I don't know where, but believe me, because my wife thinks they're lame ass too, and they immediately went back behind some fucking back of a closet somewhere.
So that was kind of
dude, I want to see this.
So
I got to show you, dude. Yeah, no. Funny.
So and here's my feeling on them too. It's like, so one day we went to I went to Austin, and we went to this hill that there's a sunset, and it's beautiful. It's over the river or whatever. The scenery is gorgeous, and it's known for this thing to go watch a sunset. So we go there, and there's all these people, and they're all sitting around. They have, like, wine, and they're all in love. And, of course, there's somebody taking, like, engagement photos. I look over, and there's this guy playing some random, like, gong kind of instrument by himself, like, making, like, the mood for everybody. It's very silent up there. So I look over at the people doing the engagement photos, and I'm like, dude, that the guy behind so the girl's standing in front, and the guy's got his arms wrapped around her, mm-hmm. and the girl's doing that, like, look back that looks like she smelled bad cheese, because they can't look directly up at you, because if you do, you know, your eyes create that weird, like, peering, like, I'm gonna murder you kind of look. So they do this, like, smelling cheese look over the shoulder, so that the eyes are kind of down, and it's very romantic and mystical of the woman, and she's so regal, and the guy's like got his, like, arms wrapped around her, and he's looking down at her, and I couldn't tell if, like, the expression on his face is like, I'm gonna murder you, or if it was like, I'm gonna cut you up and eat you for breakfast. But either
I think
way
those are the same look.
it just looked like he was really hungry. Either way, I was not getting a sense of love from there. So I'm, like, walking by, and I finally just can't help it, and I bust up laughing, and of course it's, like, all silent with the little gong in the bag, like, gong, and I was just like, Jesus.
Tiny Table 3 is a media group and podcast that celebrates fantasy, and we don't buy this bullshit. You know,
it's true.
Hobbits and space aliens are perfectly okay, but engagement photos, no. We're not buying it.
Yeah, and I can't. And so, I've had tons of friends who have taken them, and I'm always like, oh, you look so pretty, and that's lovely. But, like, deep down inside, I'm just like, I mean, were either of you having fun during that time? Because here's the other thing about it is, maybe it's me. And that was the other thought. As a girl, I thought, maybe it's me, because I look like freaking somebody beat me with an ugly stick every time I take a photo. So maybe
not just when you take a photo.
Okay, but I'm really bad at, I'm very unphotogenic and very bad at taking photos. So maybe it's my uncomfortable side in front of a camera.
My wife thought they were freaking ridiculous too. She was like, why are we doing this? Now sit on her lap. Okay, now lean on that rock, put your leg to the left.
Yeah, and there's all that instruction. There's all that instruction to make it even more awkward for you.
Well, that's the thing, is whenever you've had any type of photographer take your photo, and I freaking hate it when they tell you to do stuff. I just hate being told what to do in general. But I mean, like, when they're like, when you go to Disneyland and you see the people like, okay, now back to back, I'm like, fuck you, just take the fucking photo. I'm smiling at you. Just take it. Just don't tell me to do stuff.
No. Hey. Looking at the camera is a rookie mistake. You're in love. God. You need to look.
I'm all like, I already look like Jabba the Hutt from Return of the Jedi. I don't need freaking accentuated angles.
After the apocalypse, first thing that goes,
engagement photos.
Those are
photographers that tell you what to do.
We eat the photographers. That's the
so and then I was talking. So anyways, my
and then I'll
my,
be like, back
my
to back.
My advice is, like, you know, if you don't want to do them, don't fucking do them. None of us want to look at them. So
no.
Another thing that should go, and it's on the same level of engagement photos, is the little baby photos, like the pregnancy photos, where they're, like, in a field, and they're like, let me rub your stomach, and let's take a photo, and that's how we announce it. Please, I'm like,
I don't want to see anybody's pregnant belly.
Just take a photo.
Agree with you. That's not attractive.
No.
Don't anybody lie to you.
No.
It's not. It's gross.
I mean, it's
gross.
It's nice. You're having a child, and you guys are sticking together and having a child.
Miracle life, blah, blah, blah.
But I don't need a professional
gross, like,
airbrush
dark line
photo
and, like,
no.
awkward
in your
stomach.
Any becoming an Audi. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't need to see you on a horse. side saddle with your freaking pregnant belly. Yeah. It's just weird.
So weird.
It's weird to take a photo that's not something you would do at home.
You know, take a photo, put it in your own photo album, and don't put it on Facebook.
That too.
Social media does not allow privacy anymore.
That too. Seriously. And if you want to do the engagement photos, it's like, why do you need it on social?
Photo albums that aren't online anymore.
Frame it in your home if you're like totally into it. Okay, so then here's my other thing. Okay, so Cloud, you don't like engagement photos. What about the actual wedding photos? So here's my take on wedding photos. Here's my take on those, though. So for wedding photos, I think that there is a strong validity in wanting to capture that day, because hopefully that day was really fun for both of you.
I agree.
You know, but those photos, again, when they are like positioning you in every such way, or like, oh, let's all put our legs out, or girls, let's all be Charlie's Angels now, or
hey, let's get the guys together and everybody jump at the same time.
I hate that one.
Jumping one, because we're a super fun, not cliche group, so we're gonna jump with sunglasses on. Mm-hmm. Like,
they made me do that. Okay, Daniel listens to our podcast. They made me do that at his wedding, and Shannon and Daniel are friends, and they, you know, have children. They look very happy. Their children
I'm
are well,
not
very
to
well behaved
anybody.
And everything. But I remember those photos, and I just couldn't. They know I just can't do that stuff, though. I mean, if they wanted to do it, I did it because they're my friends.
Yeah, and so do I. I did it for my friend too, and I was out there, and like, she looked gorgeous, and her photos are beautiful because, you know, she just looked stunning, like. So it's not the fact that, like, I've done it for friends.
It's not about us in those photos,
though. It's not about you. So I'm just saying, if you don't, that's why my advice is, if you don't want to do them, don't fucking do them, because nobody else wants to see them. Right. But if you want to do them for yourself, and that's something you want to do, then great, do it. Like, that's why I'm trying to differentiate. I'm not hating on the fact that people have done that.
No, yeah, if you want to store those memories, that's fine.
Yeah, so then when it comes to wedding photos, how do I feel about those? Let me tell you how I feel about those. I feel the same way.
Watch, Claudia's going to have a fucking engagement album, and she's going to have wedding photos.
Oh, my God. No, mine's going to be a fucking flip book, dude.
That would be sweet.
So here's how I feel about a wedding picture. So I do believe that everybody probably wants at least one great couple shot on your wedding day, something for a frame or whatever. Great. So you take a short amount of time to maybe do just a couple of those. Whatever. But in general, that's probably not the one I'm going to pick. I'd rather have a photographer who kicks ass at catching moments and catches the best moments throughout your night that are completely real. I'd rather spend really good, you know, really good photography money on somebody who can capture really great candid moments and really remind me of how wonderful that day was on the real versus, you know,
manufactured.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then that's personal preference. But I'm just saying, like, if you don't want to do them, don't do them. Like, we don't all enjoy them as much as. And the joke about the video is that you're just taking the picture to rub it in the snooty faces or the like fat. Faces, hold on, of your like junior high and high school friends, right? Like people that you knew from elementary school. And I'm sorry, but on Facebook, I kind of think that is true. That's my thing on engagement photos, is if you don't feel the need to do them, they are growing in numbers. It's a very popular thing. You don't need to add to that popularity.
You don't.
It's okay to be a hipster in this subject.
Yeah.
Not do it because everyone else is.
And if you do it, it's also okay not to post it everywhere.
Okay, so
that's it.
Yeah, ready for some final words, guys?
Pie pie.
Wait,
that's my final.
It's been a
word.
While. We haven't done pie pie in a while. Pie pie.
Pie pie.
Speaking of pie pie, it's the beginning of the holiday season of food.
It is.
So my final words are
great. I'm glad you're taking forever to think about it.
No, my final words are wear stretchy pants, which I told a guy today, and he said, I don't wear stretchy pants. And I'm like, oh, that sucks for guys. You guys should start wearing stretchy pants.
I got my order of jeggings just arrived in the mail.
Smart. See, you're prepared. You're prepared.
I will look slim, and you won't be able to see my panty lines. And
you'll be able to eat all
your pants will grow with me.
Yep.
Panty
yep.
lines. I'm ready to go.
Like dandelions, but panty lines.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick. That's a Simpsons line. I don't care anymore. I'm too fat to even What does it matter? My pants stretch because that's how fat I am.
That's your final word. I don't care anymore.
I don't care anymore.
Well, I have...
I'm not a Baby Gap 3 no more.
My final words have to do with... Well, I'm going to review Mockingjay Part 2. So I got a chance to see the last installment of the Hunger Games. So I'm going to write an article.
Cool. In classic Stack style.
Never mind. Just read the article. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I am excited that I am also going to be beginning to watch Man in the High Castle, which is the Amazon Prime series based on Philip K. Dick's novel about an alternate history as if the Nazis won World War II.
Oh, yeah.
And it's getting some rave reviews. The novel is terrific.
I've heard the novel's amazing.
Yeah, it won a Hugo Award back in 1963. And I mean, Philip K. Dick, he was way too unsuccessful during his own lifetime, considering all the content that he's produced, Blade Runner and Minority Report and Next and Scanner Darkly and everything else you can think of. So I'm excited to see what they do with the series. I've heard really good things about it. So watch tinytable3.com. I'll definitely be talking about that, baby. And next week, I'll hopefully have something to say about it during the podcast.
And nice. I'll try to throw some band reviews up there that are not like mainstream bands, because I have some vinyl sitting in my collection that are bands that are out there right now that are pretty decent. So I'll try to do that too.
So that's about it. So is the being fat this week the big?
Yeah, get fat.
Yeah, just go ahead and get fat.
Just get fat.
Get Milo.
Don't worry about it.
Get Milo.
Eat some pie and get Milo. You can put that on a shirt.
Seriously.
Eat, right. Eat pie, get Milo.
Nice. moving this.
Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah. Holiday season starts. Yay. Watch lots of movies.
Cool, for sure.
Stay safe.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Because it's not the apocalypse yet.
Yeah, it's not the apocalypse. So don't go do whatever the fuck you think you want to do.
There's a party advisory out there, too. I'm sorry. Never mind. I've had a long day. I've been up since 6.
Wow. Okay.
You guys suck. I hate all of you.
Have a great week, everybody, on that positive note.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Wouldn't you rather perv on a chick by the pool? No! I've never actually read a book. Never read a book from front to